The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Pantera Unplugged?
No.
Uh-oh. Well, guitars. I want to hear Darnell play some guitar. Many others.
Daryl, he's gone. Yeah. Dimebag Darnell was someone else we knew. He sold drugs.
Oh, Lenny boy. Paul and many more.
Yeah.
Lena Paul. Dang it, that's a porn star. I'm sorry. I get him
Lena
mixed
Paul.
Up.
You just are so messed
look her up.
All right. Is it worth it? Oh, yeah.
That's real. Oh, yeah.
We didn't even do the thing. What's her last name?
Paul.
Is this going to be like one who has like a big old... It's a transsexual type. Well, you no, she's not.
Yeah.
Goodness. Oh, I've seen her before.
Yeah,
I've seen her before.
This is good about it. Like, hey, that's who you are.
Wouldn't that be weird? Like, you're out somewhere and you're like, I've seen you before. I don't know about that. I'm from out of town. I've seen you, though.
Like, I know you.
What do you
somewhere.
Do for a living? I'm a porn star. Oh, okay, that's it.
That's it. Now you don't have to wonder. You could take a picture and upload it to Google, and it's like, hey, here's who this is.
Is that how that's how they dox people?
Probably.
Yeah.
Is it, the information's readily available. That's how I found out who Dogfart was. Just take a picture and hey.
That's not his birth name?
No.
Ah.
His mother named him that.
I know. It's like finding out Wee Man.
Dogfart.
Wee Man, that's not his real name. Like, I thought he was Wee Baby when he was first born, but no.
We're going to name this child Wee Man.
We need a name right now for the show. Dogfart.
Isn't his last name Acuna? So is he related to... To freaking the Acuna Jerry. Of the Braves.
Acuna Matata. No. Gotta be related.
Oh my God.
Gotta be cousins.
I mean, they have to. That's a far reaching name.
We need a name right now. We're gonna call him Dogfart.
Isn't that his name? Am I wrong with that? God. Yeah, Jason Acuna.
Yep, women. Okay. Acuna. Had a birthday recently.
Acuna Matata.
I just watched him in Jackass Forever. He had the triple wedgie.
I bet he and Ronald
painful.
Are related.
We gotta be.
Okay.
Do you want to come back and do the thing?
Can we play it and then come back
oh,
to
yeah.
it? Because I think that'll set it up. So, and what's fun is y'all are awesome. Many of you online, the P1s, the listeners of this show. A lot of you, like when I did a reel page, you know, mm-hmm. like a video. And many of you were quick to point out, I believe there's this radio show that has this thing called an FOF line you could call.
Oh,
that's true, but I decided to do it on video, and boy, I swear, some of y'all are some hateful ass people, just hateful. Here's the audio of my video.
I want you to watch this. This lane is running out. I want you to see who the ass are nope. as they drive by. We are on 85 right now, and the lane is ending. And look at the ass who are like, oh no, I gotta get over now. Like, for real, I want to say the F word right now, but my cousin's a preacher, and he follows me on here. But damn, look, here comes about five more. Bunch of self-righteous
It's the...
What was that last one?
It's the straight-up F.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. I finally just gave in, and just finally...
I was open.
Ah! Yeah, boy, the hate came out on that, on my own line. Good Lord. I mean, I know what it means. Y'all just got to understand the point of view is when the zipper lane ends and people are still riding over on the shoulder of the road.
Rolled.
You're self-righteous. You're a prick. You're an ass-h. You are. Like, you got to get in behind everybody. You can't, like, oh, I didn't realize. Oh.
This is clear-cut. There's only one answer.
You ride them into the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got it. Should we play it again? I got it again.
I mean, if you want to.
It's really good.
I want you to watch this. This lane is running out. I want you to see who the ass are as they drive by. We are on 85 right now, and the lane is ending. And look at the ass who are like, oh no, I gotta get over now. Like, for real. I want to say the F word right now, but my cousin's a preacher, and he follows me on here. But damn, look, here comes about five more. Bunch of self-righteous
They really were.
Just zooming up there, too, trying to get a spot.
And... So you got people on there that were venomous, I mean, said, no, you're the reason why the traffic backs up, because you fall in line. And I'm like,
what are they supposed to do?
I got in. So I can guesstimate here. From here to the wall is probably 12 feet. Am I right?
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Okay. So the lane is ending in less than that. The width of the car wouldn't have allowed any more cars to go by. That V where it connects like a slice of pizza, it's gone. But people still just, oh, and they'll occasionally throw their hands up like, what's happening? I'm sorry. Oh, please forgive me. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, end of the wall you go.
Try to take a mile.
Gotcha.
Literally.
And I get it. Now, I also know that when there's a two, like, for instance, when I come to work, I go down 291 Pleasantburg Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Then I take a left to get on 385. And then that lane is a zipper lane. And 9 times out of 10, I will end up getting in the far right because I realize that lane's never used. People don't, they think, oh, this is the lane. But I also don't wait until the last minute to get, I fall in. Like the Chick-fil-A damn line. When you're like, I know I ordered for them. Well, we're just going in order of cars, though. Well, that's stupid.
They don't pay attention.
They don't.
Every other. There's an exit. That's two signs that say keep going.
Yeah.
Switch lanes later. Nobody pays attention.
Or when you get off 385 right here to get on Woodruff.
Yeah, people won't let you merge in.
Well, yeah, but the lane goes for half a mile before you have to merge. And people will just stop there with a blinker. I'm like, you
what do I do?
Son of a gun.
If I see you speed up to get, I'm not going to let you in.
If you
I'll kill you, literally.
With a knife. I've seen people go
hard
and pass
in the head.
The merging lane and drive on the side and drive on. I've seen them get tickets, so I wouldn't advise you to do that.
Well, I don't advise people to drive like hellions.
I don't ever see
yet they do.
I don't ever see the cops around when people are trying to, you know, when they're doing this stuff.
They were raking in the money and dunking this weekend. I saw them had, first off, the GPS goes, speed check alert. I was like, usually that's bull crap. So I kept driving like hell, and all of a sudden, I saw three police cars.
I'm like, they're
pulling them over and dunking.
I learned my lesson with reckless driving.
Yeah. Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were drunk that time, though, right?
No, it never was. It's 4 points for speeding going over a certain amount.
You really have to drive defensively. It's the only way to operate.
Yeah.
You can't be aggressive.
I know this guy, but I don't know how if he's on my team or not. Let's go to peeling old money cards. What's up, dude?
What's going on, man?
Just hanging out. All right. So, your thoughts about zipper drivers?
I agree with you 100%. You saw that same sign over a half a mile ago that you needed to get over. And if you're going to ignore that and try to pass me, we're going to take bumpers off.
Yep.
All right.
Are you clogging right now by chance?
Are you walking in wooden shoes?
No, I'm sitting in the car fixing to walk in the plant. It's a little rainy out here.
So that's rainy.
I'm going to head in here and get the shift started.
Oh, you're going to the bathroom first.
That's what he said.
I'm probably going to have to hit the dryer to dry my hair that I don't have.
Ah. Oh,
bless you. You can always, you know, squeegee it off.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Squeegee
that's
it off.
That's it.
Hey, you have it's good to hear from you, man. I'm awful with messages online. So, if you've messaged me, I know we talk. Shut up.
It's a convenient excuse.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
Hey, it's all good, man. I know you've been busy. Been praying for you, too, brother.
Oh, quit praying for me. No, I mean, thank you. I appreciate it. No, I really do. Thank you. Have a good morning, brother. That is the biggest Jeremy Clements collector in the entire world.
Yeah, but does he have the bobblehead?
Yes.
The bobblehead.
Yes.
I don't have the bobblehead.
He's got, like, all the gold vinyl super fractors, all the one-on-ones, all of them.
God, this is what Jug's the perfect person to talk about this stuff.
Yeah,
this is what he does for a living. He probably weaves in and out of traffic.
Yeah, but they don't have zipper. Well, they do coming off of the pit.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
1-800-774-0093 Anonymous, although not waiting as long, we'll go to the top of the line. Has a situation going on. Anonymous, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Sorry that you had to wait through all that, but Fat Boy was showing pictures on Google, and I just had to walk over and look, reminiscing and such. What situation do you got going on here?
So I honestly don't know how I even feel right now. I think I might be getting set up. It almost feels like one of those situations like what would you do type situation.
I'm John Quinones.
I love that show. All right, go ahead.
Okay, because I just found out my car loan, which had like $5,000 left on it, got paid off completely. And I wasn't the one who paid it off. It was my ex-boyfriend.
Oh. Now, how is that even possible? I mean, it could be a million different things. I can't even guess. Like, what specifically are we talking about here? You understand what I'm saying? Like...
Maybe. What do you mean? Well, I don't know exactly how he paid it off because there was a note on my car that said you don't need to worry about the remainder of the loan anymore.
Oh. Because I just quickly interject, there was a small bill that my mom had taken on toward the end of her life, and I'd found out about it, and I was going to pay it off for her for Christmas. And but I couldn't get the – I couldn't get her account information to do it.
Is it gone, though? Like, gone away, the bill?
Well, she's dead. I don't think. But no, she had ended up paying it off. But I was going to try to surprise her and pay it off. And
oh,
it wasn't
nice.
This huge, like, Madea money or anything. It was just, you know, I was like, I was going to pay it off. But I would have needed to take her bill and then.
She wouldn't let you.
Yeah, so that's. That's kind of strange. So it's your ex-boyfriend. Like, what kind of.
Like, you didn't mention any time you were together about maybe him paying it
no.
off?
No.
Did he drive it a lot or something?
No. Nothing like that. Like, I didn't ask him for a dime in our relationship ever. It's so...
Did y'all stay in touch, though? Like, have y'all been friendly since the breakup?
Well, not... I mean, we text here and there,
how long ago did you break up?
About 6 months ago.
Okay. All right.
It's pretty fresh still.
So you still texting and stuff or?
A little bit. Like we text like every, like sometimes he'll check in on me, but it's nothing like we're not friends. We don't keep in touch.
So how do you know he paid it off then?
Because he left a note saying that it was him. And then he followed up like a few days later texting and said you don't have to worry about your car payment anymore.
Well, that's nice if there's no strings attached to that, but I'd be
but that's
afraid
very odd though.
I'd be afraid he wanted something in return for that.
Did you call your bank or whoever and like vet that out and confirm it with them?
Yeah, it's completely paid off. So there's no money that I owe on the car anymore. But what I just can't tell if this is like a kind thing that he was trying to do or if it's concerning. Like there's going to be a string attached somehow.
Like, is this in his wheelhouse doing favors for people? Or like, I mean, that's a big one, but
it's nice.
Like, is he that generous of a guy?
I mean, that's the thing. Like, yes, he generous. And also it always typically came with a catch. And I've noticed that this kind of maybe comes up with his friends also. And it was a part of the reason we broke up.
Who has the title?
Well, she's got it now.
I do.
Paid off.
Well,
there's a catch.
It's
got to be a catch.
Like, what kind? Yeah, that, like, that's. I mean,
I would think
what's your gut say? Like, I mean, you've already said it, though. You said, like, you think there's strings attached. And I would say there absolutely is. I don't know why, and I'm probably bringing this from a movie or a TV show, but there was something where some guy started paying off people's bills and you know, very random, and they found out the guy was dying. Now, hopefully your ex isn't dying.
Oh, jeez.
But it was like one of those things where they didn't have a will, or I forget what the movie was, but Piscopo was in it, whatever that movie was.
Maybe he just feels Piscopo. Guilty, and he's trying to make it up to you and move on.
Well, I never feel that guilty. $5,000 worth of guilty or
well,
more.
I mean, that's a lot of money, but, I mean, the bullet's left the gun.
Yeah, I guess you got a free car now.
You got a free car. I mean,
what's his number?
I mean, that's definitely true. I'm feeling like it could be potentially a power move But or like, why would he just randomly pay off my car? And I haven't actually reached out yet to say thank you or anything.
Oh, God.
Because
okay. Well, so
ask him to pay off your house first.
No, don't use him no more. But like, I mean, if you know for sure, yeah, I mean, you gotta, well, you know, I'm a man telling you this. I don't know that that's fair, but like, I'm a man saying that if an ex called me and said, hey, I just paid off that barn or whatever, my car's paid off, but whatever. Even if I'm estranged from them or think there's something attached to it, I'm going to say, thank you. I appreciate the hell out of that. You shouldn't have.
No problem.
You know, kind of thing. Oh, am I talking too much again?
Why is we really up against it?
I know. All right.
But that's there ain't enough time to process all that. A free car, that's what it is. It's, I mean, it's got strings attached to it, but...
It absolutely does. But it's Still. If you're not in a relationship anymore, it's not a power move. It's maybe one of those moves where he misses you, and that's a strange way of doing it.
He's got money.
Like, don't talk, ghost him.
It doesn't say much for a woman that, at least in his point of view, I feel that if he's like, this is how I'm going to get her back.
I'm going to control her life.
I'm going to give her $5,000.
Oh, I wish somebody would hate me like that for pay off my mortgage.
Well, I mean, the movie's called Pretty Woman.
Ghost the guy. Don't ever talk to him again.
Don't.
No, you know, why do you have to be that way? Just say thank you, but from here on out, keep don't do that anymore. Because it makes me uncomfortable.
I would like to request, if she's still listening.
But what's his number? I'm just kidding.
Jesus. I don't blame you.
Yeah, see, you set women back when you make them jokes. Because little girls are listening right now, saying, I'm going to drop out of school and I'm going to find a man.
I'm going to marry. That was always the dream. I'm going to marry a doctor.
I'm going to marry rich. And then you see the women who already have money say, don't marry for money. Marry for funny.
I did. Like, I married for funny.
I ain't found none that feel
love,
that way yet.
And if I ever get married again, it's just for... shallow reasons.
It's like they tell you to do the job you're happy with. Don't worry about the money, it'll come. But like,
yeah, don't be me.
But you can't tell you.
But you got to get lucky too.
You bill the people, you know, you owe money to say, look, I'm still trying 100%. It's going to show up.
Look, I love what I do, but I just don't get paid.
My tarot card reading said that if I stay hard at this.
Your tarot.
Yes, my tarot card. Said this.
Like, that's why I'm here now. You know, it's you got to have a combination of luck, too. It's got to play into it. And you got to pay dues for a long time.
How would you feel if a woman did that for you? Would you feel...
Paid off a car? I wouldn't personally like it because I don't like people having that to hold over you if they can. But then again...
Dude, that's what a lot of people are texting in now. I'm now...
well, I know.
A lot of money.
Reading
a lot of
that. Some of the people that I've dated in the past that were really controlling and wanted to know everything that I was doing every minute of the day. I would
Enough
hate
about
that.
Mark Hendricks' page.
I would hate that. Yeah, like, you need to call me. You didn't
Check
call me
email.
For the last 5 hours. Well...
God, that sounds just like it, actually. Are you in a relationship with an abusive boss?
Now, this is a solid question.
You didn't call me back?
It sounds sarcastic, but I don't have the answer to it myself. Why is it in this world there are more sugar daddies than sugar mamas?
I don't know if they are. I mean, I feel like it's a good, even mix.
What do you consider like a sugar mama? Someone who's just going to pay all your bills and you can sit home and do nothing?
I mean, what is a sugar daddy?
Well,
that's kind of the same thing.
The difference is with the sugar mama, she's actually going to, you know, like...
She's going
to hook up.
Yeah.
You know, the sugar daddy, she's going to string you along the girl, the younger girl, to get what she wants.
Remember the guy that we let's say we know him. I had his phone number until he changed it. But the comedian that we knew that married his sugar mama and just totally disappeared from life in general.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The longest hours you'll have in your life are the ones you sit through to know if you're right.
Well, that's a good one.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah, I love it.
I'll tell you what I just did.
What?
I gave him a little sample on the pod. They know. Just a little one.
Yeah.
Let them flip out.
Right. Well,
Noah, culprit.
He's Mark Ronson. Is that right? No, not Mark. What's the other guy? Gnarls Barkley with CeeLo.
The white guy. Who was it?
I don't know, but he's very litigious.
It wasn't Marshmallow, was it?
No, I can't think. He's got crazy hair. He's one of those Nepo baby producers. This is really helping the cause now.
Oh, thank
you. Well played.
But you know, he and he goes and features himself in songs. I can't remember his name. He's kind of like Mark Ronson, that guy. But except he's not Mark Ronson.
I'll tell you what, the Ronson kind of, he had his little moments. I don't know if he's still doing music, but he had those hits and kind of nothing. Look, I'm not saying it's easy to.
Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse,
oh, yeah.
I knew it was a DJ.
Like Marshmallow, a Danger Mouse.
Not Dead Mall 5, but Danger Mouse.
Right.
Or Bass Nectar.
Or even the Gorillaz.
The Gorillaz.
They recreate themselves from years to years, you know, though.
Who's that?
Gorillaz.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, Damon's also in Blur.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He's got to do both.
Woohoo.
Yep. He is. Oh, yeah. So he's gained most of his success as a record producer. Wow. I'll be Dab Lane.
If you can get in that way, because, you know, you put your little tweaks here or there like Rick Rubin.
Yeah.
That's where you make some money, man.
Well, that's the way Kanye did it. He started off making beats and stuff for other people, and then he's like, hey, I can do this too.
I would be curious to see how that process is, making the beats.
Yeah. Well, Ronson's real close to Lady Gaga, so that's money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, she hadn't. I think he was in it way before she was.
Benny Blanco, that's how he makes his money. Wrote a lot of songs.
See, that's a guy. I hear that name all the time, and I have no idea who that is. I know he's married to somebody famous.
He's married to Selena Gomez. You'd know him if you saw him. He's got, like, crazy hair, and he never wears shoes.
Oh, Jethro?
not Jethro.
Love no. him.
Jethro gave up his producing.
He did.
Oh, yeah, he did that years ago. That's right. Yeah, that's wild. That is wild.
God.
Says he specializes. I've never heard this either before. Brian Joseph Burton, a.k.a. Danger Mouse. First off.
BJB. Just do that.
DJ BJB.
DJ BJB.
DJ BJB. Yeah, I mean, that would be like CBGBs.
CeeLo Green.
OMFUG or whatever it says.
Is CeeLo Green a real name, though?
Would you like to know that?
Because it sounds like I could see it either way.
You know, I can have you that information.
Initials.
His name is Thomas DiCarlo Calloway. CeeLo Green is Thomas DiCarlo Calloway.
TD.
From Atlanta.
Goody Mob, shout out.
You know how old he is?
Yeah, I'll say 50.
Is he in the club?
Yeah, I'll say 50.
He is 50.
50.
Damn it, boy.
This for you, CeeLo, and the rest of the Goody Mob.
Dang it.
Where's it?
I'm 50.
Uh-oh.
50 years old.
2 weeks from today, he turns 51, so remember that.
Do we know if the Dungeon family has grown over the years?
Would you like me to find that out for you?
If you would.
By all means, Google man.
Slim Calhoun was in and out of it for a little bit there, but.
You're surprising me with your your knowledge of. Oh, yeah, but anyway. So the one thing I was saying is he is known. Brian Joseph Burton, DJ BJB, a.k.a. Danger Mouse. He specializes in trip-hop. I've never heard of trip-hop.
What is that?
I guess it's like...
It's falling down from hip-hop.
I don't know. Trip-hop. Well, you know what? I'd like to find that out, too.
You get high before you listen to it. It's trippy.
It's a music genre defined as a psychedelic fusion of hip-hop and electronica with slow tempos and... atmospheric sound. I had to sound that one out as I said it, guys. Atmospheric.
I would like that. Is that kind of like spa music? Because I use that a lot.
Do you love a psychedelic fusion of hip-hop and electronica with slow tempos and an atmospheric sound?
Mm-hmm.
Then you'll love trip-hop.
I probably would really like it.
Look up trip-hop artists and see what pops up. I was kind of surprised.
Okay. Now, see, this is fun with computers. Instead of... making all these bad messages and all that stuff. A psychedelic fusion of hip-hop beats and... okay. Oh, you said who?
Trip-hop artist.
It says Gorillaz.
Yeah.
I see...
I don't have that, but I got this one. It's a sample that we actually had in the system. And I never would have figured this band for a trip-hop. band.
Oh. I don't recognize it yet.
Let's see if it comes to you here shortly. It's not Miss Fist either.
It's just chill.
I don't hear it.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, I don't know who this is.
It's freaking Portishead.
Portishead?
Oh, yeah, yeah, that band.
They're a freaking trip-hop band.
Portishead. Oh, wow.
It's not Clinton Portishead. It's just regular Portishead. Portis.
Oh, man.
I like how some people would say that.
Portis.
Portis.
You make everything sound nasty, fat boy.
Man, Portis.
You got that Portishead. That what?
Man, get out of here. I ain't got no Portis. You're a Portishead, man.
I give you that 40 bucks if you got that Portishead.
Like in the 90s, you was a crackhead. Now you're a Portishead.
You want to know when Portishead founded themselves as a band? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do
please
that.
Please stop.
This is like some opium den, trippy music.
Now, yeah. This is just you want to sit home on the couch and not think music.
That's all music. Yeah. Sort of sit at home and just think.
Or not think. Just stare at the wall.
Yeah, boy. Ain't that... That's
that's when you're
turn your brain off.
Hooking up with somebody and you hope nobody finds out what you're doing or who you're doing it with. Yeah,
this is like... Because
it's not a woman.
You know what's crazy? You know,
okay,
like,
that's me.
When I, for some reason, when I just thought to like, you know, like, what's a sexy, aggressive music that could maybe lead one to the bedroom or whatever? And the first one I think of is Chris Isaac. And that's,
oh, God,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah, but that's not a good example of that because it wasn't, that was from Crying Game, right?
Oh, was it? That's the one people make fun of, like when somebody farts. They say they could fart the first part.
First.
I saw him at the Peace Center. He was awesome.
I can fart Mamba number 5, the first 6 or 7 beats of it.
How do you spell it?
Portishead?
Nah, I'm trying to.
Chris?
Is this it? Oh, but yeah, I got it.
There's several different ways.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know, that part where they, you know.
It's so sexy.
They go, mwah.
Yeah, it sounds just, like an old gangster from the 20s.
Like, take your clothes off one piece at a time.
Yeah, see?
I want to fall in love.
Hey, you're part of the Fed? Get out of here.
Yeah, you're going to leave without a thumb.
Yeah, see?
Son of a bitch.
What the hell? You're ruining my song.
I thought this was like, what was Crying Game? Was that a gay movie? Like,
well,
I mean, I've never seen it. I just remember there being like, I think Boy George was involved in the movie in some way.
So I don't know if that was a full trans moment in that movie.
In the bathroom
or not,
scene?
Or, yeah, when you find out, you know.
It's a boy one.
There's a gimmick.
Oh, okay. So it is
gay. It was a girl one.
Because boys don't cry. That was they did kind of the same thing.
Especially not in baseball.
Uh-oh.
You see?
I cut your thumb off, but guess what? If you want it back, it's up Bob's ass. You gotta go get it. Then he kind of morphs into the penguin a little bit.
You sound like a chicken. Stop, it's too early for
it's
that.
It's the Batman.
Why are you licking the knees, Rock?
Dude, it does turn into, come on, Rock. Feed up that Russian rock.
No, you sound like a duck.
Scrooge McDuck.
Anybody ever tell Burgess Meredith, like, hey, it's not really a penguin, but that is a penguin sound.
Like a duck.
That character in itself is kind of silly. Like, you know, like he... the backstory is like he ended up in the sewer or something.
Yeah, but they changed it a little bit, so now they just call him Oz. It's not Oswald Cobblepot.
Cobblepot,
it's Oz.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
The Colin Farrell Penguin Show was great. It was real gritty.
I started watching that, and then I didn't think it was superhero enough.
Yeah, it's just straight up penguin in that one. But like,
that's why I don't know that I'll like Spider-Man Noir.
Oh, I just found out what that was about. You could watch it in color or black and white. You could pick either or.
Who would choose black and white?
Some old nerds.
Yeah.
Somebody who's 90. I don't even know what it's about, but I'll probably check it out. It's setting up Spider-Man, right? Nicolas Cage.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm aware of it. I don't know the lineage of... I mean, is he like regular Spider-Man or is he... Puerto Rican gay Spider-Man,
Is he Spider Ghost?
Like, I think he actually wears the outfit. He might be an early Spider-Man.
God.
I'm Spider-Man, yeah.
Does Peter Porker make an appearance on this? That's another Peter character. Porker. It's Spider-Man mixed with a pig called Peter Porker. And that's not even a joke, dude. Like, that's real.
He did.
They came up with some stupid ideas back then. I mean, they came up with so many different superheroes. Like, Batman, one of his nemesis was the Man of Bats. Like,
and Catman.
Catman, yes. But never was associated with Catwoman. Nope. They were not married. You would assume Catman and Catwoman. No.
Batman's had a lot of villains over the years. Rob Young knows them all, too.
Oh, yeah. Way better. Like, Batman has the best villains of any of them. I mean, compared to... Like, Paige, who is Superman's archenemy? It doesn't
come... Krypton.
Well...
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger. The total package. Lex Luger.
The narcissist.
Yeah. The narcissist. All right. I was late this morning. I'm sorry. I was.
I almost didn't want to disturb anything.
Why? Because so you get a day off?
Honestly, yeah. I was watching... Freaking Law and Order last night, and they're like, this is the last one for the season. I was like, damn it, I wish radio was like that.
Yeah.
We come back in seasons.
Well.
This is hard to do.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You got to be creative all the damn time.
Well.
Sometimes my brain's like, melts.
And people don't get that. They don't get it.
You only work 4 hours a day.
Sometimes you feel like you got brain rot. And it's true. I mean, it is.
Well, that's not good.
No. We are going to have an FOF line this brain morning.
Thank God.
Brain rot.
We got any heat on the FOF line?
Let me look at my little thing here because I can't remember. But I know we got some responses.
Responses.
We always want to know the angry people.
To which issue?
We got, you got somebody who calls about Ruby Falls, got a response to that.
Oh.
From a somewhat familiar voice.
Okay.
And, you know, we got, the lady who should not live near people. Remember?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That starts up at 8 o'clock, 864-241-4318. In the meantime, which is a great song as well, Paige, what is up on the planks?
Well, we got to talk about what was going on with Britney Spears at some restaurant because she was barking like a dog. We'll get into that story next in Your Eyes Guys headlines. God. Maybe a misunderstanding?
No, maybe she's an actual dog now.
Well,
you know what she ordered?
Yes.
What?
I don't want to give the whole story away.
Give me a plate of that old Roy, would you?
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and we begin with a discussion on what's going on with Britney. You know, I had to unfollow her for a while because I felt so bad.
No, you got to do one of those compilation videos to where they do on TikTok where it's a duet. They do it, and then you do it.
Yeah.
You could have been dancing topless with knives.
Okay.
God dang.
Oh, no.
Could you imagine?
No.
You've been chopping those suckers off.
You make me sound like I've got like, never mind.
You got obese hooters.
I'm not even going to go there. Well,
your breasts are morbidly obese.
They are.
It's hurt my feelings my whole entire life. You don't understand. Okay. They won't go away.
Hooter bypass.
That's like, who's a famous person that's well hung? Other than Peter North or
John Holmes.
Endowed.
John Hamm.
Yep.
That's like him saying,
the
guys,
only reason
people,
why I know about him is Fat Boy, show me the picture.
People always make fun of me, guys, because I'm hung like a horse. That's not fair.
Dang it.
I hate it.
And see, going back where a guy goes, you know, I have a very large, you know, and I go, well, okay, because I've never said to a man I have a tiny one or a large
one. That sucker could have a telephone pole. He slides it up there. You're still not going to see it.
What is he talking about?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about. You know that thing you like to do?
Oh, I don't know those things that I like to do.
Yeah. I'm not that big of a fan of that.
Really?
Yeah.
You? Not even once?
I mean,
I mean, it looks weird. It's kind of stupid looking, but...
Yeah.
Hello.
And it probably is very stupid
looking. This is a weird conversation.
And if you don't have, like, you know, any lotion or anything. It's probably going to feel weird, but
wow.
Just looking at it, it's kind of like, I don't like that. Might be fun.
Oh, you've never?
No.
Oh.
What is wrong with you people? All right, anyways. So Britney Spears, she was out for dinner, and some people were saying that she was acting a little strange. So witnesses say Britney Spears was making a scene at a restaurant Wednesday night, raising her voice and barking.
Wow.
Ooh. You know, I don't know exactly how she did, but
woof.
But her woof. Representatives, they are disputing these reports, saying that she was enjoying a nice dinner and was just telling a story about her dog.
Can we make that the first poll question? Have you experimented with the chest?
Sure.
Activities.
Put that on the list.
Do you prefer that activity?
So, they were at this place called the Blue Dog Tavern in L.A. on Wednesday night. And so, the witnesses say that she was acting very strange. Plus, she had a knife. So, that's weird, too. Well,
she was in a restaurant, though. So, everyone kind of has one, unless you're a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go to a steakhouse, everybody's armed pretty well. Yeah.
So she was there with a man and a woman, her assistant and her bodyguard, and at times during her meal, she was raising her voice, yelling, and even barking like a dog. She was also seen walking through the restaurant holding a knife, and after they finished their dinner, their table looked like, quote, a toddler had been there.
Oh, well, I've had that myself before.
It's like,
if they like put onions or something on there, I'm like separating it, getting it off. Nasty.
Like, who made a mess?
Oh, and then throwing a sandwich if there's mayonnaise on it. I've witnessed that.
Would you like? You have not witnessed that?
I have witnessed that, or I've been.
You've heard the story. You didn't witness it. There was only one other person there.
Would you like a bento box, sir?
What is that?
But you did throw something.
Yeah, but you didn't witness it. There's only one other person there.
No, I was there when you threw that.
No, you wasn't. It was me and Jimmy. That was the only two people in the theater. It was a movie theater.
Well, what did you throw that night or that day?
That was a hamburger that had mayonnaise on it.
He called it, too, as soon as he threw it.
Yeah.
With his mouth.
That was, God, what was that movie? I don't know.
But I went to one of them with you. I think I was there at that.
I swear to God you wasn't at that one.
Don't swear to God.
Well, I just did.
Don't.
I just did.
Well, I'm doing it again. I swear to God, you were not there. I was really reminded.
Regardless.
Yes, it did happen, though. I did.
Semantics.
A little bit of a problem with my anger, I guess.
So, but that's my point. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're
happen.
proving your point that she was just a little animated.
Might have put mayonnaise on her burger.
Could have, and she got upset. But with the knife, she said, or the representative said that she was cutting her hamburger in half. And that happens. Maybe you don't want to put it up to the whole thing in your mouth.
Yeah.
I understand.
Why not?
Yeah.
Those hamburgers are like, you know, two bites.
Yeah, she's...
Shout out Coach Bites.
So her rep says at no point did she put anyone in danger with a knife, and she was cutting her hamburger in half. And barking like a dog and telling the story about the dog who was barking at the neighbors.
Oh, she's... Well, see, that's where people are just blown out. Maybe Arsenio had walked in. You know, she's like... Hoo, 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 yeah. Hoo.
I thought she was in rehab. Was she not?
She said no.
That must have been.
I mean, how long do you have to stay in rehab, though? It's been a month since all that happened, so she's probably out.
Was it a month?
Man, I don't know.
Timeline with her gets real fuzzy.
Timeline with everything does.
Yep.
Man, it's wild. I mean, it's crazy that, like, it's already half of May.
God. It's going to be... Memorial Day coming up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Kick off the summer.
Memorial Day.
It's going to be
Memorial Day.
Football time before you know it.
Like in the South, we totally take the E out of Memorial Day and it's Memorial Day. Memorial Day.
So that's Monday, the 25th.
Oh, boy, I look forward to it.
Yep.
Got big plans.
Nice.
I know.
All right, well, I'm Paige, and those your eyes, guys.
In general, in fact.
Oh, okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Paige. We'll take a break. We'll come back. we'll get on some freaking phone calls. We got the FOF line coming up, so that'll cut phones out of that hour, live ones. So feel free, 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Good morning.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.